اجعل دينك تبليغ.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سورة السجدة. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in this verse, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابِ. And surely we have granted Musa alayhi salam the kitab. So we said to you, what kitab? The Torah. فَلَا تَكُنْ فِي مِرْيَةٍ مِّن لِقَائِهِ. Allah Azza wa Jalla addressing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, do not be in doubt about receiving it. مِن لِقَائِهِ, about receiving it. So مِن لِقَائِهِ, that pronoun that is there, just listen, مِن لِقَائِهِ, that he, the pronoun that is there, where is it going back to? So there's two options that the Mufassirin have told us. It can either go back to the Torah. If it's going back to the Torah, then the message to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is, do not be in doubt about receiving the Quran Sharif. Like the way Musa alayhi salam received the Torah, you, Ya Rasulullah, your Risalat, your prophethood, your messenger, the profile of being a messenger, and that which we promised you, you are going to receive your divine book as well, the book of the Quran Sharif, which today we still recite. Surah Al-Hijr, verse 9. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Allah Azza wa Jalla has taken it upon himself to protect the Quran Sharif, not the Torah. So this will continue. They can never, ever even think of changing the Quran Sharif. When they do, they will be exposed. And the world will come to know. History has shown so many incidents of this nature where they've given up probably now to even attempt to change it. They've now gone into changing the interpretations of the Quran Sharif, but the Quran Sharif still remains untouched in terms of adulteration, in terms of interpolating, changing all of this. Allah Azza wa Jalla has preserved, protected it. So, فَلَا تَكُنْ, and mind you, the only way that the interpretation of the Quran Sharif can change is by when they change the people, the scholars, the ulama. Once they change their minds and reduce their understanding, spiritual understanding, then they will give the verses in a different manner. They will explain it in, no, this means this year, this means this year, and try to water down the deen in that manner. But as for this, there will always be a group who will continuously attack, and they will defend the deen of Islam. They will attack those who try to attack the deen of Islam. Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us tawfiq and understanding to be with those group, with that group, and to understand the truth at all times, inshaAllah. فَلَا تَكُنْ فِي مِرْيَةٍ مِّن لِقَائِهِ. Do not become in doubt. Do not be in doubt about receiving it. Or other mufassirin have also mentioned, and these are major mufassirin, like Ra'isul Mufassirin, that is Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Bahrul Ulum. He says that between Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Musa alayhi salam, do not be in doubt about meeting Musa alayhi salam. And we know that the journey of Miraj, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had met Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam and all other prophets, Anbiya alayhi salam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led the Salah on Masjid al-Aqsa, the land, the noble land which Ben Gurion now wants to put a synagogue. Hamas has warned them, you put a synagogue on this land, it's going to cause a global religious war. The Muslimin will come from all over the world to protect the Masjid al-Aqsa. So you dare try to do this. And when you're walking on that land of Masjid al-Aqsa, they show you a spot, and they say that this is, Allahu A'lam, whether it is correct or not, but they say that this is the exact spot where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam led as Imam. This is, and all The 124,000 Anbiya alayhi wasalam approximately, they followed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And imagine the leader. He is the Imam. That's why we say Imamul Anbiya, Sayyidul Mursaleen, the Imam of the Anbiya alayhi wasalam, the leader of the messengers. And that is why there's a principle that our Hazrat Mulana Yunus Daya rahimullah taught us, that when you go to Medina Munawwara, respect demands. It's not compulsory, but respect demands that you take off your shoes with this mindset to say that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam put his foot here. How can I also put my foot here? Definitely Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam walked on that land. Definitely Medina Munawwara. How can I put my step with shoes? Allah Azza wa Jalla has taught Musa alayhi salam, respect. What is fakhla'na'alayk? Remove your shoes. This is the identity of a true believer. It is the spirit of a believer. Remove your shoes. This is respect. So, if you take it now, Masjid al-Aqsa. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and all the Anbiya alayhi wasallam put their Mubarak feet on that land. When he performed the Salah, it was there. How could I walk on that land with shoes? وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whoever sanctifies the symbols of Allah, then this emanates due to the taqwa of the hearts, due to that Allah fearing of the hearts. So the meeting, فَلَا تَكُنْ فِي مِرْيَةٍ مِنْ لِقَاهِ. Verse 23, Surah Sajda. Do not be in doubt about meeting Musa alayhi salam. That's the other explanation according to Ra'isul Mufassirin. Ra'isul Mufassirin means Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. Now, if you see in this year as well, in the narration of Bukhari Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions that I saw Musa alayhi salam, I saw Isa alayhi salam, I saw Ibrahim alayhi salam. And he gives the description. He says about Isa alayhi salam, فَأَمَّا عِيسَى فَأَحْمَرْ. He was reddish in complexion, أي الأبيض, white. With regards to his, so that is complexion, whitish in complexion. His hair curly, جُعْدٌ. And عَرِيدُ الصَّدْر, broad-chested. And with regards to Musa alayhi salam, فَآدَمُ, darkish in complexion. That was Musa alayhi salam. Darkish in complexion. But Kalimullah. He had a slight delay in his speech. We don't say stutter, say delay in his speech. Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't, and that was, you know, the whole incident that took place with Fir'aun, where he wanted to test Musa alayhi salam. And they said, if you really think that he is a threat to you, then do this test. If you think that this baby is going to be harmful to you, it's just an innocent baby. So they did the test. And Musa alayhi salam was going for that which was valuable. Jibril alayhi salam pushed his hand a little bit to that side and made him go for the coal. And he was about to put it in his mouth. And they said, from this, Musa alayhi salam had developed that delay in speech. Not stutter, delay in speech. Don't make that mistake of saying stutter. So anyway, going forward, with regards to Musa alayhi salam, فَآدَمُ. And سَبْتٌ, he had the straight hair. And with regards to his, he was tawil, he was tall. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَأَنَّهُ مِنْ مِنْ رِجَالِ زُطِّي. A. Min rijali Sudan, as if though he was from the people of Sudan. Of the people of Sudan, that means tawilun, they were tall. This is what muhaddithin have mentioned. With regards to Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then look at your sahib, look at your companion, and you'll get your description of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So with regards to this, in this verse, Allah is saying, فَلَا تَكُنْ فِي مِرْيَةٍ مِّن لِقَائِهِ. Do not become doubtful of meeting Musa alayhi salam. You're going to meet him soon. That's the other interpretation. The first one we said, do not be in doubt about receiving the Quran Sharif. Like how Musa alayhi salam received the Torah, you will also receive the Quran Sharif. Moving forward, وَجَعَلْنَاهُ هُدًى لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, and we made it a guidance for the Bani Israel, the Banu Israel. So what became this guidance? The Torah. This is what is mentioned here. If you look at Sheikh Hazrat Hassan al-Basri rahimullah, he explains it by saying, the way Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was given this book, people belied and harassed him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should also anticipate that he will also have to face a similar treatment from the hands of his own people. That is why, what didn't Abu Lahab and all these people do and attempt to do? But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued with all that difficulty, continued and continued. And today we have Islam. How much of a say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at least? We owe it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We owe it that we change. And how would Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feel on the day of Qiyamah? That I gave so much, but why did you not? You got the message, you got the Quran Sharif, you got the identity, but you don't practice upon it. So this Hassan al-Basri rahimullah mentions that this is a similar treatment that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should expect. He should not grieve over the pains inflicted by disbelievers. In fact, he should know well that this is just common amongst Anbiya alayhimus salam, that they go through these difficult times and people also belie them. Then come to verse 24, Surah As-Sajdah. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّتَي يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. And we appointed leaders from among them who guided under our command. And we appointed leaders from among them who guided under our command. When did they get this year? When they observed lamma sabaru, when they observed patience, and wakanu biayatina yuqinun, and kept firm belief on our verses. If you see these two reasons here, as to why these people became a'imma, leaders from the Banu Israel, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions that these people became sages. Lamma sabaru, they had two qualities. They observed patience, tolerance, exercised it in those difficult times and all the adverse conditions, they persevered, right? And the second, the certitude of divine words. That's the two. But if you see, if you just ponder over this, normally you will say ilm is important. To perform salah, first you need to understand the knowledge behind it before performing salah. Otherwise you're going to make many errors and mistakes. So knowledge allows you. But here it is mentioning that knowledge or amal came first. They practiced patience. And then that brought about conviction in the verses of Allah. So how does this? It releases a strong hint A knowledge which has no corresponding practice with it is just not credible in the sight of Allah. This is the crux of it. Lamma sabaru came, there is patience. There is practice. Exercise patience. They exercised patience. وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ And they used to have conviction in our verses. And kept firm belief in our verses. So here you can see action is preceded. Sabaru, exercising patience. And that brought about conviction. This releases that hint to say that knowledge without practice is just not credible in the sight of Allah. And knowledge worth practice brings about that conviction then. It brings about that level of conviction. That's why a person who practices, he has that conviction to propagate. Not just with he propagates ala basiratin, with vision, with such evidence that he is totally convinced. It's like he's seeing the evidence in front of him. That's how he propagates his message. And he sounds convincing. Whereas someone who doesn't practice and he's giving you advice, it's just like he doesn't believe in it himself, but he's trying to give me advice. So to get that conviction, we have to practice, exercise patience, and this tolerance. And in the sphere of acquiring knowledge, you have to give your life in practice. And the difficulty that comes about with it, adverse, good, whatever it is, I started this action, I heard this hadith, that if I read 6 rakats of salah after Maghrib salah, then this will be, I'll get the reward of 12 years of reward. What we say, awabin, but if you see the words of the hadith, it's the 12 rakats that is referred there. Yes, the rewards is there in hadith, but the term that we've coined for it, awabin, that you can question. But nonetheless, perform it, read it, 12 rakats, 6 rakats, sorry, and that will be equivalent to 12 years of ibadah. Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the tawfiq and the Bilnai mentioned it to you. Now practice it and see the rewards. If you've got qadha, salah, of course that will be given preference first. And when you complete your qadha, you'll already be put in motion to carry on with this. Now you substitute it with this. وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين